This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you see what Tiger's done, the comeback of all comebacks, is there any part of you that thinks, well, he's proved that it can be done, so I could do the same?
You can't use people like Tiger Woods for that inspiration. yes, I absolutely see the point you're making. You can't do that. So you just can't do it. So my reason is, I'm a massive Tiger fan, and I don't mind doing it. And people criticise all the time, oh, you guys love Tiger. Yes, I do love Tiger because I know him, I've played with him, and I've played my whole career watching him before I was there and after I've been there. He is still there doing what he was doing. What he did when he was at his very best was remarkable. To have gone through what he's gone through, and me also know what that feels like, but he had personal troubles. He also had huge physical troubles, which at one stage meant he couldn't walk, and swing a golf club, couldn't walk.
Lost a parent.
And then his golf game, which included chip and yips. Couldn't keep it on the golf course with his driver. It's quite a lot, that. And the thing that makes it even harder for Tiger is, some people say, well, that was his advantage, though, he knows he's got it. You don't, though, because when he was really good, he was untouchable, and everyone felt like, including myself, the reason he won so many tournaments because we all thought he was superhuman. Once he hits the front, that's it, it's game over. Can't get past him once he's at the front. And you expected him to do superhuman things, and I'm a big believer in that self-fulfilling prophecy. He, I think, achieved so much because the vibe around him and in his head was, I make these putts when no one else makes them. And you think, oh, this would be incredible. He chipped, like the chip in at 16 at Augusta in 2005. And there's hundreds of those moments, though, for Tiger. You not go, oh, it was that shot. No, there's so many of those shots in his career. But to then fall off the face of the earth and it be over, and to a degree disgraced in some people's minds, on and off the golf course. Oh, what a shame. The fallen hero. And everyone saying it's over, including me. And I'm one of his biggest fans. It was all over. And I'm thinking, my actual take was, I hope he retires and doesn't become the guy that everyone gets to beat. Because when I played, it really meant something. I beat him once in one tournament in the entire time. All of those times I played with Tiger in tournaments he played, I beat him one time. And it was at the Open in 2009. And he missed the cut and I didn't. But only one time. I beat him over rounds of golf loads of times. But only once in a whole tournament. And if you beat him, it really meant something. And if you beat him, it usually meant you won the tournament. Because if he didn't win, he came second or third. He was that good. So everyone now was taking his scalp. And that used to really pain me. I was like, he's too good for that.
Yeah.
And I need to remember him. I want to remember him as the legend and the hero that he was. I don't want to see him like fall over at the end and someone have to pick him up and carry him across the line. So that's no interest to me because he's too... I like him as I remember him.
Yeah, but that's the hardest thing, isn't it, for a sportsman or woman to know when the right time is to retire. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's near on impossible and...
Well, I knew
you know when it's
they,
wrong.
They effectively took my job off me and kicked me out the door. But they, but yes, I hear exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
And he obviously wasn't ready. And he'd say all these things like, you know, I'm just one day at a time. And, oh, God, it's painful. I can't listen to it anymore. And then last year he wins the Tour Championship. And it's like he's like the Pied Piper coming down the 18th hole. The fans, it was the most surreal thing to watch on TV. And the effect of him is golf as well. People didn't used to watch golf.
No.
You know, with all due respect to Jack Nicklaus and Nick Faldo, you know, from a British standpoint, obviously Nick and Jack are very different things, but it didn't put bums on seats. Oh, Palmer did to a degree, but not... Well, he did a lot. He revolutionised how we see sport, golf as a sport, but still, the general public didn't tune in to watch golf other than the Masters, maybe the Open and the Ryder Cup. Tiger's a different ball game. He transcends the sport. He is bigger than the sport, which is a and loads of people disagree with me saying that, but he is bigger than the sport because people who have no interest in golf have an interest in Tiger Woods.
100%.
And if you have an interest in golf, you definitely also have an interest in Tiger Woods. You might not always love him, and you might want to root against
him. I think that's part of it. I think that's part of the box office. Yeah. And, you know, it's the same for us in Formula One with Lewis Hamilton. He's on the front and back pages. There's very few sportsmen that can achieve that. And that is what draws you in. You become part of the soap opera. And, you know, there's elements of their lives that you don't agree with. But, you know, you've got an opinion because it matters. And for some reason, everyone wants an opinion. And that's when you know you've got a true icon.
I agree with that, and you're right, he does hit both sides of the paper as well. And I think the thing is about this one at the Masters is it was all over, and now all of a sudden we're dreaming that he might beat Jack's record at 43 years of age. He's three behind now, and it's realistic. And the next major's coming up, and it's at a golf course that he's won at Bethpage Black, and then the major after that he's also won at that golf course as well. So
and again, it goes back to your idea of self-fulfilling prophecy, that you do in some way feed off the confidence others have in you, not just that you have in yourself.
Absolutely. And the weird thing is, people were saying, who really know about the sport as well, and that's the amazing thing, is that a bit about Tiger that really gets everyone, is that people who know the game, you know, like social media is a great place to watch what people say about sports, if you know about your sport. Now, other sports I don't know about, so I'd read what someone say about football, and, oh, that sounds interesting. But football, someone who knows the game, Gary Neville, for instance, would go, oh, God almighty, you read some of the stuff. I read that about golf all the time.
Yeah.
People say the most ridiculous stuff about golf. But people who do know about golf said what turned out to be ridiculous things about Tiger Woods, because we were all wrong. All of these people who know all this stuff and all this experience and all this wisdom was wrong about Tiger Woods.
This is why I'm not giving up on you.
That's why I said you can't use it, because there's only one Tiger Woods. And I don't think there'll ever be another one either.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But I think he's not done yet. I think he'll probably go on to win more majors now. And I mean, it's brilliant for golf.
Oh, it's a brilliant story of humanity as well. I mean, it's as you say, the sort of story you'll be telling your grandchildren and their grandchildren.
Well, that was the
decades.
Thing for him, wasn't it? Because I think for the bit about the Masters was the people my age who grew up as kids watching Tiger 1997 win the Masters, his first major, who are now sat with their kids, like mine, Max, watching him do it again now. It's like the next generation getting to feel exactly what I felt back in the 90s when Tiger first came and hit the scene. So, he's amazing. And, you know, we're lucky that we've still got him. It's great for our sport.
Yeah.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.